sexy, spooky bones.
Hello and welcome to The Skeleton Boys, a horror movie podcast. I'm Rolando.
Johnny. I'm Johnny.
Okay. And welcome to the show. This week we will review Megan. As always, John will give us the plot in five words, give her first thoughts, and then we will go into a deep spoiler analysis. But first, back to TV Corner. We are reviewing episode 10 of Yellow Jackets season 1 finale, titled Sick
Transit Gloria Mundi by Brand New.
That's a play on Sick Transit Gloria, right? Like,
yes.
Okay.
By the band Brand New, yes. Brand New. Oh boy, season finale, and do we have a lottie to talk about? Have that one on retainer.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, where should we start? Well, I don't know. What could we start? What could we talk about? There's a lot to talk about.
There's like so much to talk
about.
They jam-packed this episode.
Okay, so
So by far my favorite part of this episode is how in love I am with Misty.
Okay. She killed the guy. She killed the journalist. So joke.
Well, allegedly. No. I think maybe she just passed out at the wheel.
No, she did.
I have a theory.
Okay.
I have a theory.
Okay.
I feel like she hit some shit in her trunk.
Denial? Okay.
No, hit some shit in her trunk to frame her potentially for a murder.
Who? The journalist? The dead journalist she killed?
Yeah, that's still alive. Yeah, that Misty poisoned her and hit some stuff in her trunk.
So you're saying it was that she died...
No, she could still be dead, though, yeah.
She died because she was a smoker, and smoking's bad for you.
Exactly. She gave her every opportunity in the world.
It's true.
There's no saying... She poisoned the cigarettes when the cigarettes were thrown into a trash, and Misty works with a lot of dangerous chemicals.
She definitely does. Poisonous chemicals that help dispose of bodies. So, yeah.
Sometimes, like, a plastic lining will prevent the leakage from coming out of the trash, but it won't prevent them from seeping into a cardboard box full of cigarettes. There you go. Not Misty's fault.
So why do you, I mean, you've always enjoyed Misty. What about this episode did you like about Misty? Why?
Oh, she was like extra fucking quirky, I guess is a word for it. where she like goes and like she's like taking care of business with the fucking body because like these
she found,
poor like fucking distraught ladies have no idea what the fuck to do. And she comes in and she's like, and hey, yeah, so we should just probably cut up the body. And we know, you know, I don't know why I'm blanking on Melanie's name. Shauna. Shauna's good with a knife. So it's just like shit like that where everybody's just like, but the amount of respect that she gets from these other characters is, I feel like, very telling. Like, nobody's telling her no. Nobody's being like, I'm not going to fucking do that. Or nobody's like, whatever. They're like, oh, okay, fine.
Yeah, I like that. It's a dynamic they've had pretty much all season that, but like, Misty's kind of like on the outside of this little group. And whenever they've needed her, they know her usefulness, her worth on certain things. They always bring her in, and she's always willing to like jump right in and just like excel at the things that they are, that they are more like reluctant to do. In this case, dispose of Adam, right? So,
but they respect her in a leadership position, which I'm sure we're going to see more of as her being one of the potential like cult leaders that we're going to probably learn about in the next season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, not probably. We're going to learn about
that. Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah, I agree. I think that that was interesting. I did like the that they all went to the reunion together and that Jeff has no taste in dresses. That's, he picks the worst dresses for Shauna.
And just a little sidebar. Did you see who directed this episode?
I did not, but I'm looking at it now. And
Eduardo Sanchez.
Yes, the famous Eduardo Sanchez. The Blair Witch.
He gave us what? Yeah, Blair Witch, VHS 2 segment, which wasn't good, but you know.
So yeah, so I feel like as far as the adults, a lot of stuff, I mean, a lot of the main storylines got wrapped up, right? Like the...
Yeah.
Thaisa won the election, and she, by probably... So I had two minds of this. I was like, okay, so maybe somebody was helping her win the election. Because we all know that Lottie is like, well, she's alive. And Lottie also was rich. So I thought maybe she was like the invisible hand there, like guiding her to this win because she would have the influence and power. That was kind of what I was thinking.
And I'm also assuming that Thaisa is kind of like a sentinel or like I don't know what's the word for it. Like an enforcer for this cult that we haven't been properly introduced to.
Yeah.
But I don't think she's aware of it when she's cognizant, but like when she like goes into primitive mode or whatever, I think it's like she's doing deeds for Lottie is my guess.
I feel like she is definitely like dual personality'd, you know, like there's a darker side to her, which they've kind of hinted at different points. When like she has like this other side to her,
Are you saying that there's going to be a reveal where she's actually James McAvoy?
Yeah.
And he has kidnapped Anya Taylor-Joy and put her in a basement?
Yeah, this is a M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong's joint twist. Very twisty. I think she has a dual side, and I think that she still practices occult stuff because she clearly was doing something
with the dog
and some sort of seance-ish vibe that the wife finds. So clearly, but I feel like it's less like outside people influencing her, but it's her herself. Yeah.
That moment when her wife follows the blood trail into that vent into like a different room towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong, but in my head, that made me think a white person wrote this part.
Why? Because
there's no way a person of color is like, oh shit, there's blood going into this like very dark hole. Let me go explore. No, that's white people horror shit.
True.
There you go. I said my two cents about it.
I think that the way probably one of the negatives that I did not like was the Adam storyline. I feel like I feel like as the writers try too hard to make it be clever by misdirecting you. And I feel like it's kind of flat coming out of it now. With the whole like,
Also, God, I don't. Maybe I feel like I'm thinking too much into it, but maybe there is something there. Do you think all these kids, in like when they're trapped in the forest, are being more dismissive to the coach because they know he's gay now?
I think they are showing that Lottie, with her connection to whatever supernatural thing is going on out there, is now the one wielding the influence with the group.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I agree, but I felt like I started seeing like a shift in tone towards like the amount of respect.
Yeah, I think that's been happening. I'd like to say they've not purposely done it, but they've done it to where the first episode, everybody listened to everything he said. Right. But as they have survived forever, how long they've survived up to this point, I think we've 4 months, I think is what we're looking at now so far, or maybe less. That his influence, on the group
it is fair that they're going to listen to Lottie, right?
Yeah, because there's like this whole other what I'm saying is like they can't dismiss the supernatural part of whatever the fuck is going on.
I mean, I wouldn't even. I would listen to Lottie, not because of any of that. I wouldn't care. Like, I wouldn't believe any of that.
Yeah.
But homegirl straight up walked up to a bear and fucking stabbed that bitch in the neck and then killed it. So I'm like, okay, she's my leader now. I'm not going to. Why would I mess with this chick? She just fucking walked up to a bear and stabbed her in the neck.
You know, it also happened. When.
Sorry, Rolando.
I guess here. They're gone now. A ghost. It's a ghost. They're gone. She's back. She's waving. Bye.
Hello.
What are we talking about? What am I saying? Okay, so remember the episode where why am I not remembering her name? The religious girl. She kind of defied Laura Lee.
Two name.
Laura Lee. She defied the coach by doing this thing, right? Like, no, I want to go try to fly us out of here or whatever. And he was very adamantly against it. And she would, you know, she
God
defied
will protect
him.
Me.
Yeah, and so like a lot of them are when they decided to split up. Also, he didn't really. Oh no, he agreed. He was like, "Yeah, we should go first, people."
Yeah, he totally agreed.
He was like, "Yeah, that's a good idea
to get Misty out of her head."
That's right. Yeah,
which was fair. Yeah, she's like, "God." Laura Lee was like, "God will protect me," and God was like, "You're fired." You're welcome for that one, everyone.
Yeah, everybody loved it. But yeah, so I think that's part of it is that I kind of feel like I still believe that, like, Ben, I bet you the people who Ben, maybe like Natalie offhand, are going to be the ones that are going to have like their own group. I still think there's going to be a divide in this group. That's what I'm going to hang my hat on, that. It's going to be Lottie's group, and there's going to be like Ben and Natalie's group, and there's just going to be like a divide. And we know that Lottie is probably going to be the ones, you know, going cannibalism, and then the non-cannibal people, and they're going to split up, and they're going to change sides a lot. You know what I mean? They're going to
We're going to see. I'm assuming a lot of people myrtle each other this coming season. Because something that I thought was very telling was Shauna fucking kills this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the group is like, shit, how do we fucking cover this up? It's no like, oh my God, I killed somebody. There's no remorse. There's no like whatever. She mentions it to her husband, which I'm telling you, like, I swear she has told him, Jeff, everything is what I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jeff was like, fuck, okay, how do we cover this up? How do we cover this up?
Right. And,
you know.
Yeah, and that again, like, that storyline doesn't really, like, I feel like they tried too hard to, like, again, like, make it, like, switch what the story was supposed to be. Because I have a really hard time not believing that Adam was just, like, this nice guy. Like, that, and then he died.
I want to guess that Adam is a part of that Lottie group.
Could be.
Yeah.
The group that kidnapped Natalie.
I feel like that's going to happen this next season, so we kind of give Shauna some grace about what she did.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
She's going to have to be redeemed in some fashion, right? Don't you think?
Yeah.
And
I also think, like, the ultimate end is going to be Misty and Lottie showdown.
Yeah, because I feel like that's coming ahead with Lottie. I'm assuming she's running some sort of, like, cult, which were the people that were sending the letters, which were the people that kidnapped
Natalie at the end.
Yeah, because they're the ones doing the symbols. They're the ones that probably did kill Travis. I think they've been low-key.
We are talking about the Sufjan Stevens fans, right? The ones that dress like emo kids from the 2000s.
Yeah. Whoever kidnapped Natalie or have been the influence behind a lot of the little, like, the symbol showing up in, what is it, like, postcards and the symbol showing up at the murder scene of Travis, like, they feel like they're the ones that are the ones behind all of it. We don't know why yet, right? We know that Lottie is probably the one orchestrating it, which kind of, like, makes sense, because since we know already Misty is going back into the forest, I think it's easy to assume that Lottie's back in the forest, right?
Yeah,
that's with my guess. With whatever supernatural thing is, and she's trying to do something, you know, recapture whatever it was that she was doing then, because she was the leader and continuing on as the leader of that group. So, and I'm sure Misty is out there because she's trying to look for Natalie. I'm assuming that.
Yeah, I'm guessing so too.
Because
I feel like she thinks Natalie is her best friend.
Exactly. Yeah, that sounds like a very plausible reason for Misty to go out back into the woods is to look for Natalie. So,
yeah. A really good episode. Taissa wins the election. And then as that's happening, we get a bunch of these reveals of what's actually going on behind the scenes, mm-hmm. which makes me think that Taissa is, like, a bad person also.
I think that something's up with her. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Because when she won, she looked surprised, but then she didn't look so surprised, and then she had a sort of evil sort of moment at the end.
And, like, look, we all know, politicians are evil. So.
What?
What? Oh, we didn't even talk about your favorite person dying. Your girl.
Oh, yeah.
Your cold-hearted girl.
Just stayed a cold-hearted, unlikable person to the end.
Huh? Yeah.
Jackie finally kicks the bucket because she is so up her own ass, and as a teenage person would do,
yep.
in defiance, makes a really stupid decision.
Yep. I thought that was, like, on track for who she's been this whole time they've been stranded or whatever, you know, like crash landed.
It also makes perfect sense for the age too, like for a kid to do something that drastic and dumb.
And I think that's also lines up why Shauna feels the immense guilt she does about Jackie's death, because it was because he just had like a really stupid fight. You know what I mean?
And yeah, I figure after all this time, like, I think I would have forgiven myself already by that point, because I'd be like, well, this fucking idiot decided to do that. She could have stayed in the fucking thing or gone upstairs or done whatever else, but no, it had to be this person.
I guess what also it is, it's like if the last time, if somebody you knew died, like, and the last time you spoke with them, you had a huge fight, and then you never got to like say anything, like reconcile, or like, especially if it was like a close friend, like she would feel guilty about it. I guess that's probably also where they're coming from. Like,
yeah, I suppose so. I try not to have hangups like that, but yeah, I think it's unhealthy. But I don't have guilt. The show is about being not that. I just don't think it's like worth. Like, oh my God, these are the last things we said to each other. Like, that would matter to that person right before they die too. Like, I don't think that person would be thinking about that. I think they would be thinking about all the good stuff or whatever.
No, you're right about that. Yeah,
show is not. I don't think the show is about healthy interactions.
True. Yeah. It's
what I've gathered about this show. It's not about healthy interactions or healthy decisions.
Yeah, it's very, very much so. But I think that, Jackie tried to, have a high school fight with Shauna, and this is not high school and this is the real world. So she died stubbornly outside.
I like how they show all that while it's like during the high school reunion, right? And they have like, oh, we're going to have this tribute to all the people that we lost in the forest. And like that random woman, I don't know who she was, unless she's important. I forgot. But like,
I think she was the one that they broke her ankle, or they broke her leg. The bone was sticking out of it.
Oh, that checks. Because I'm like, why is this person like so gung-ho about like, this is what they would have wanted. I'm like, you weren't there. But
she was like, oh, I was supposed to be on that flight. But like Thaisa like fucking takes her out and shit. So.
I like that whole moment, all that. And then it forces Jeff and Shauna to dance.
Oh, yeah.
In remembrance of, like, Jackie or whatever. Yeah. And they're like, fuck, we don't want to do this. But then it, like, turns into, like, them. I think this whole thing is bringing them closer together again.
Yeah.
And I like that moment towards the end where they're sitting down and they're kind of drunk. And they're watching TV. And they're Shauna's about to make popcorn. And the daughter comes in. They're like, come over. And the daughter's like, confused, but like, yeah, I'm totally gonna try to like be a part of this moment. And then good old Adam pops up on the television as a missing artist.
Yeah.
Which they're never gonna find his fingerprints or head, because love of my life, Misty, was smart enough to be like, which I'm assuming killed that patient intentionally.
Oh, maybe.
I think she killed her intentionally to hide the head and the fingerprints and all that as she's being cremated, which I thought was super fucking clever.
Yeah.
And I like all that on top of her going like, so you're going to bury the torso in a park over there, but please, I want that shovel back. I really like that shovel.
Yeah. And that's super good. I think also real quick, another note about Jackie, she's dead. Like, but the way they leave it is that somehow I think she's communed with whatever supernatural thing is out there.
Yeah, because of that fever dream, right?
Yeah.
Which you can't see who that person is in the doorway either.
It's a dude.
I assumed it was the coach, right? Yeah, I thought it was the coach for a second. Then I was like, no, that's not him.
No.
Then I thought it was Natalie's dad. And then I was like, no, that's not him either.
No, yeah.
I don't think so, anyway.
No, yeah, exactly. Like, I don't think that might be the owner of the cabin, possibly. I think there's a couple of things. Honestly, I think there's a couple of things. I think there's whatever was in the woods and whatever was in that cabin, and I don't think they're the same. There could be a couple of, haunting spirits, supernatural thing going on there. Jack, I see, totally see Jackie popping up, flashbacks, fever dreams for these girls. So they leave it open-ended enough to where like Jackie won't be like the one, you know, moving forward into like this winter part of it. And, but she's kind of going to be part of like the supernatural element of it whenever they need her. So I think that's pretty cool.
Maybe. I'm looking ahead on IMDb's casting. That doesn't mean anything. great episode.
Great episode, yeah.
Classic oldies. Soundtrack on point as well.
On point, yeah. Punched right my 90s heart. Like I said, did I say this on the show last week about the Collective Soul song? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think you did, yeah.
God. Yeah. I just wanted to go and just like listen to all the Collective Soul songs. It's like, oh yeah, this is great. Even though at the time, like, it was so, like, that band was so big, like, their music was everywhere. It was, like, annoyingly everywhere.
It was, like, a nauseatingly overwhelming. Yeah. For a minute there.
Radio, yeah. You know, everywhere. Movies, constantly, so.
And unfortunately, they're one of those bands, like, if you talk to anybody that was born, like, post-2000.
Nobody knows who they are.
They have no idea what the fuck
they're talking about. Yeah. That tracks.
It's like trying to mention Blind Lemon or, like,
yeah.
Like any of those bands.
Yeah, hopefully they get a resurgence.
Come on, Collective Soul. Do a tour with Live and Stabbing Westward.
They do those shows, like... I was reading that they did, it's called the Much Music Festival. Like all those like 2000-ish bands,
like
Canadian bands,
guys.
They tour together all the time and stuff. So, which makes sense. Cause like, they were all part of the same era of music. So they just tour together. Anywho, we're way off track. Great. We're going to continue. So as far as you and I both understand, we are doing the next season, the next episode.
I think so, yeah. I think, as we had mentioned, there's like a little bit of a lull in the middle of the season where it's like, I don't know if I really care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then they fucking grabbed us by our little mollies again.
Yeah. So for TV Corner, we are staying in the Yellow Jackets. We are watching... episode one season 2 next week. I believe that's the right order.
Major spoiler alert.
Okay.
At the end of this episode of the finale, none of the main principal cast members are wearing any jackets that are yellow. I'm sorry to say.
Damn. It's all next season?
Maybe.
Maybe. <Let's> see. Alrighty, let's move on to our main review. John, do you want to give us the plot in 5 words?
Johnny.
5 words.
Plot summary.
Rolando, drum roll, please.
For the Poop House movie, Megan. Coming in at number 3. My American Good Gal Doll.
Okay, yeah.
You like that one?
That's good. Like it.
Does anybody know what My American Dolls are anymore?
I do.
That's weird. But is that an old person thing?
It's definitely an old person thing, I think. Middle America is laughing their heads off now.
Like, best podcast ever. All right. And coming in at number 2 for Megan, Aunt Fails to... Get out.
There you go.
Anybody? That's topical. And coming in at number 1 for Megan, Small Soldiers remake goes blonde.
That's a good one. Very good. Alrighty. So, Megan. How should I pronounce it? Should I just Megan or Megan or...
Mithrigan.
Mithrigan. There we go. Mithrigan is a okay, cool. What you think? Did you love it? Did you love it or did you?
Did not care too much for this film. It was okay.
Okay.
To me, it felt very Hulu Blumhouse, and then I kept forgetting that it actually was in theaters.
So we should preface this by saying you hate Blumhouse because of their practices. as a production company. Well, is that fair?
No, not so much that. That is fair, but it's not so much that. This just felt like something that would go straight to a Hulu as opposed to being like a movie that was in theaters. So I kept like forgetting parts of that because...
Okay. You didn't like the production design.
One good example is the opening sequence where the parents die
mm-hmm.
because they suck at driving in the snow. Anyway, I had a lot of problems with that. See, there's like things about it. I'm like, this is stupid, but okay, whatever.
People died in snow. It happens all the time, John.
Sure, but what same person's like, no, our daughter really wants to go to ski or whatever the fuck. I forgot what it was already. And like, they're driving like, oh, this place is so bad. Like, oh, just keep driving. Like the way that happened where it was like the way they shot that entire sequence. I was like, oh, okay. Is this what the rest of the movie is going to be like? But no, it gets a little bit gorier, sort of. But like, it felt very almost Lifetime-y the way that whole sequence happened at the beginning.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Like there was no, the way they shot it too. Cause if I recall, they shot it like pretty much in the car.
In the car.
So clearly that's like in a stage or, you know, some.
Only two different setups too. It's only mm-hmm. The girl's perspective and the parents' perspective, sort of.
I think there's they're like a three shot POV of the mom and the dad, and then a shot towards the girl. Yeah, there's like, I think that's what I recall. And then they also, that little fur toy or whatever, got a shot too.
The not
for a reason. not for a reason, yeah. Okay. So, you didn't find it clever in any way? Because I think that's what going for it. It is a very small micro budget film. And this sort of story is in the type of thing that gets greenlit for this price, right? Right. But I felt like the story was just funny enough, just charming, and it didn't take it seriously. And they took an old tropey story and they kind of like infused it with pretty funny contemporary things. Like, it didn't take itself seriously.
Okay.
That's kind of what I enjoyed about it. Because I really liked the movie because it didn't take itself too seriously. And the moments that were funny were funny. That's for me. I laughed.
I can respect that. Yeah. I can respect that. I think for me, though, I mean, yeah, it was funny. But when it comes to like horror movies that I love like Supernatural's at the top. I just like the whole idea of people being fucked because they can't do anything about it. And then it's like Haunted House stuff I really love. And then I really love Dolls are like my fucking thing too, which is like when Annabelle came out, even though the movie sucked, I was all about it. Nothing about this really felt that original to me.
Yeah, I agree.
So I was like, I mean, it was fine. I didn't, like I said, I didn't hate it, but it was like, I don't know.
I think this is more akin to like Gremlins type of humor. Gremlins 2, kind of just making fun. Maybe not as funny or like a wacky, but
because I love Gremlins 2.
But it's not a movie that I think that it's like, come on, it's about a doll who somehow gets sentient and is able to hack into all these other like things. It's just like
because of the small soldier's chip.
It's exactly like it's ridiculous.
The David Cross chip. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's a stupid. It's not a stupid premise, but it's a leap in logic premise where a lot of it doesn't really track. But I really liked, and this is kind of like not always the case, but Allison Wilson, that was super funny. She was really good in this. And I really liked the little girl too. I thought she was really good. I like all the acting. Really good. Like all the casting.
They were fantastic.
It was excellent.
Yeah, everybody was fantastic. Yeah.
They like with their performances and with the script, I feel like they elevated this material, if that makes sense.
I mean, Ronnie Chang was fucking great. Yeah. In fact, I was pissed off when he died, but yeah.
Spoiler. But, yeah. But yeah, I mean, there's a...
I'll spoil that because I'm just so upset about it.
He was super funny in this. Like, every moment he's in this, it's, you know, more or less played for a laugh. You know, it's funny.
I gotta admit, like, Amy Donald, for like a child actor, she fucking killed it.
Mm-hmm.
With the doll.
Yeah, apparently she was like super into it. She got really method with her performance. She like gave a something extra. She was like apparently she was super into it. You could tell like this film is like fun, if that makes sense. Considering,
yeah,
like I had a fun time watching it throughout. Even if it,
I just can't get over like why would you make this robot so strong?
It's because
why you had every opportunity to make it child safe because it's for children.
Yeah, but, I mean, 100%.
Chucky gets away with it because he's sneaky and he stabs people. You know, like he's not.
Yeah, he's able to
running around ripping people in half. Or like, I'm not saying she does that. I don't think she does that. But like, mm-hmm. You know, like why'd you make the robot so strong?
I mean,
because they fast lit it, I guess. Right? I don't know.
Yeah, because she. There's a story going on that Gemma is only like career focused, Allison Wilson's character.
Yeah.
And she does not want to have this kid. She was not prepared to have a kid. She had no plans to have kids. And so this kid is kind of thrust upon her, this parenthood. So in a way it's her basically giving the responsibility to somebody else to raise the kid, which I think is the valuable lesson they learn to not that's let true. Robots yeah. raise our kids.
Yeah. And then I guess that's true. Like then she was like frantically trying to work on her career while trying to raise this kid. And there are a couple of moments that are kind of sweet how like she's telling, I mean, we'll talk about it later, but I just don't understand. Like, I guess I do understand. She quickly had to make this robotic doll. And she was like, well, I need parts to make it. And she was like, what is this? T-1000. Sure, I'll take some pieces
Skynet.
From this. Skynet chip. It was either that or Anchor chip, right?
Yeah.
A-N-K-E-R. Sponsor us, please. back of the doll.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I agree. I mean, you could definitely poke logic. It's a story all day.
Oh, for sure.
And it's all valid.
The movie wouldn't be as fun.
Right? Yeah, it's all valid. Yeah. So, I mean, would you say you didn't have as much fun with it? Like, then I did. I had more fun with it.
I don't think I did.
Okay.
I thought it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was good. Like, it was fine. It was just like a. I don't know what it is about. The same feeling I had in the early 2000s. When all these horror movies coming out were all like shot off of VHS, like there wasn't, you know, like the new thing was like shooting off VHS and it all looked kind of terrible. And no matter how well they try to like make the production value, it just didn't sit well with me. I think there's like a new era of films where people are like trying really hard to prove themselves, which I'm assuming a lot of these like crew members are like newer and they're like, oh fuck, like this is my big shot. I know this because I'm there too, right? So you try your best and you make like a really good product, but it doesn't hold up to, let's say, like the story. I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's why I say it feels very like straight to Hulu type of film.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, clearly the intention is like, how can we make a modern Chucky movie? How do we make how do we make these type of movie in a modern sense, right? And
yeah,
I think that, but I think what worked for me, like you're 100% right, everything, I don't disagree with anything you say. The story all day is like you could poke holes in it. It's not very forthcoming. A lot of it doesn't make sense, you know. It's kind of just like explained away very quickly in a dialogue scene so they can get onto the scenes that we have seen in other movies similar to this. 100% agree. I just to me the comedic beats and the ironicness of the pieces work for me. Because I think Allison Wilson, she doesn't get credit for it, but she's very funny. And I think that her in this helped. And you don't cast like Ronnie Cheung in this and then like it for a non-comedic performance.
It was so good.
You know what you're doing by casting certain people in these parts because they know that it's in the way they're taking the material, you know, so.
And just so we all know, folks at home, Rolando is the biggest fan of the TV show Girls.
So what? I saw every episode. Why did it air?
whatever.
I did try to make you watch it, but you refused with just like a funny thing going on between us for a couple of years.
Yeah.
It was odd.
Where I did, I think I watched like half of the first season and I'm like, nah, I think I'm good. I'm going to go back to my Sex and the City now.
Yeah.
I like how one of the characters in this movie played Celia, played by Laurie Dungy. She's known for like the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Okay, she was in the neighbors. Her neighbor.
The neighbor. The dog. Yeah, the neighbor. Mm-hmm. I just think it's fun that she's kind of like. We need somebody that's kind of like character actor Margot Martindale to be this part.
Yeah.
But she wasn't available because she was doing
too expensive. Too expensive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't know. I just think a lot of this movie was super funny.
It was pretty funny. Like, little girl somehow automatically knows how to use that. Okay. We'll probably talk more about this in spoilers, but like there is some sort of thing that maybe was casually talked about, but maybe I wasn't paying too much attention to, where you could control these robotic arms by putting on these gloves, I guess. And I had no idea what the fuck that was. I was like,
Bruce, the robot?
What just happened? Bruce, the robot? No, is that what it was?
Yeah.
It was like, You can put on these gloves and then you control these big arms.
Yeah, that was part of what's her face's first. That was like her college project, they say. What is her name? Gemma's college project named Bruce. And she put on the gloves and showed an early prototype of what Megan was going to be. And Megan's like the more updated, sophisticated version of that. Of that model.
Which, what does the acronym Megan mean again? What does it translate into?
Oh man, I don't know. I don't remember.
Find out. Let's find out. Because I have a bit of a beef with this. So, Megan is short for Model 3 Generative Android.
Yeah.
Writers, you had all the time in the fucking world to make up something for N. It could have been anything. But let's go with Megan. Or we just call the doll Mega. Like, I don't know. Like, I got so upset by that. I don't know why. I guess because I wasn't into the movie. But okay. No, the movie's not bad. I'm not going to say like people shouldn't watch it. I think it's like worth a watch. But like I didn't. Like, I've definitely seen worse horror movies.
Yeah, but that's not saying much. We've seen a lot of horror movies.
Even holy.
That was just boring. That's different. That was. God,
I don't even remember. I just remember Jeffrey Dean Morgan's like.
Destroying upset as Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yeah. I was going to say like awkwardly bad outfit. Just.
Those are his clothes. They just. Those are his clothes. That's what we narrowed down to. It's like he's just wearing. Whatever you rolled out of.
He's anti-capitalist, so he just buys one pair of clothes and replaces them every 10 years.
Yeah, it's just whatever he showed up in from his hotel. Whatever they brought him in his car. It just...
Yeah. Oh, and I have another beep with this movie. So this whole like dance sequence, which like blew up before the movie came out.
Yeah, because how silly it is. Yeah.
Yeah, great. It was such a great moment that happens for like 3 seconds and is never ever done again. There's no dancing whatsoever again in the rest of the movie. It is for 3 seconds for no prompted reason. This happens.
Yeah, we could definitely get into spoilers as to the latter half of this movie, because I definitely, like, there were a couple instances where, like, I could not quite figure out why things were happening the way they were happening. Why is she killing people? Yeah. Why is she killing people? Like, it never made sense to me. Like, why did she turn into...
Oh, I have a theory about that.
She is the implication that, like, is as she's becoming more sentient. Which,
by the way, spoilers. Yeah, she kills people, I guess. Now we know that.
Yeah, okay, spoilers. We're in spoilers now.
Wait! No, stop talking, guys. Stop the podcast. Stop. Please stop the podcast. Because we're about to go into...
spoilers.
Yeah, like, why did she...
I don't know if you knew that about this horror movie about a sentient robotic doll.
Then we need a whole segment of spoilers. I mean, I think that was one part. Like, I could not quite figure out, like, when you mentioned the dancing sequence, like, why did she start killing people? Like, I kind of got the dog because the dog attacked the one that she was paired with. What's her name? Caddy or whatever. And
yeah, I think because the dog fucked up the doll. I think that's like the big moment. But I feel like, was that before or after she rips that kid's ear off?
It was after, I guess, right? Yeah, the kid is the first time that she murdered, which I thought was super good because that kid deserved it. What a little shithead.
Yeah. It was good.
Didn't it kind of seem like it was going to kind of go in like a sexual way that he was sitting on top of the dog? That's what it implies, right? That he was going to like do something kind of like crass in that moment.
Kind of awkward moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my guess is like that dog bit the shit out of Megan's head.
Uh-huh.
And you saw like a lot of sparks happening. And I think that's when the dog gets a little weird. But also, because we're in spoilers, right?
Yeah, we're in spoilers. Yeah.
Okay. So the doll admits to, or Megan admits to Gemma later that, you know, you implanted this chip. You had no idea what it was capable of, just because you were so desperate to make something that you didn't even give a fuck like what it could do, and how I've been the AI program you've been talking to for years and years and years and years. We had all these deep conversations and you don't give a fuck. So I think it became like a sentient, very jealous program, and even stopped kind of caring about, like, still had that programming to care about the kid, but was more upset that what she considered like her companion Gemma was like trying to like get rid of her.
Yeah.
So it was trying to ruin her life, essentially.
Okay. Yeah. I get where you can, come to those conclusions. Cause it's not, again, it's not very clear. Like, cause they do mention that they didn't create any like parameters for Megan to like stop learning. She just continued to learn. But I've kind of felt like the implication here is that, like, the smarter she got, the more she wanted to murder. Like, I don't understand what that is supposed to, like, mean. You know what I mean? I don't think there was a clear enough motivation of that.
I think that's where it starts taking away from, like, all our favorite science fiction movies. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole idea of the greatest threat to humanity is humanity.
Mm, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and then it goes like full on Terminator 1, like at the end, mm-hmm. like almost every single beat is the same exact thing. Like even being like just a part of the robot crawling out and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like the kid, the dog, even the neighbor to some extent kind of made sense. you know, the little kid got his ear ripped off and then run over. I'm glad they didn't hold back. Did you watch the unrated version?
Yes.
You did.
I remember getting pissed because what did I watch it off of? Was it Peacock?
Peacock, yeah. That's where I saw it.
I don't have the full version of Peacock, apparently. So I have to watch like a bunch of fucking commercials beforehand before I can watch the movie. And I remember I watched part of it and I was like, oh, I got to go to bed. And then the next day when I was trying to finish it, I was like so upset.
You got more ads.
I got more ads and I had to like scroll a little bit. And I was like, let me just like start the movie here, whatever, because I'm getting annoyed. Because every time I try to scroll, I had to watch another ad.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't realize it didn't pick up where I left off because I started watching the unrated version.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
So it worked out that I was peeved, but you know.
Did that incident also color your reception to this movie?
No, not so much. I think it helped me enjoy it more. Like the reaction that guy had in the elevator.
Oh, yeah.
What did he say? It was so funny.
It was,
Before he got like stabbed in the neck or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember, but it was really funny.
Yeah, it was.
And then like trying to like hype up the crowd. And then that one lady looks in the elevator, but nobody sees this like sentient doll walking away. Like that jumps into like one of the most expensive cars on earth.
Yeah. No. Yeah. None of that makes sense, but it's funny. It's lighthearted. It's supposed to be kind of, you know, goofy or whatever. Yeah, that was the only thing that I wish it was a bit clearer as to why it was murdering than the answer they gave us.
Not my puppet master.
Yeah, so those are probably
those movies are perfect and classic and there's nothing wrong with them.
Nothing the wrong with them.
Perfect sense.
They've never stopped making them because nothing's ever been wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Man, they're pitting him against other evil things now, too.
Whatever. Yeah.
I'm waiting. Okay, you know what? I will think Megan is the best movie on earth if the sequel is Megan versus Puppet Master. And the puppets are there to try to fight her to make sure she doesn't kill people.
Yeah, does Small Soldiers exist in the Megan universe?
it has to, because...
No, I was gonna say.
But
well, they're gonna make a sequel, right? Because they left.
Yeah,
it's already greenlit. Yeah, because they have the thing downloaded on that guy's computer, off his laptop or whatever. The guy that was stealing whatever secrets from it, and then they insinuate that Alexa is the Alexa-ish, whatever it was called, the device.
Oh yes, with the slow push-in.
Right.
That their version of Alexa in the movie.
Yeah, it was, I forget what they called it. It was another people name, but also could possibly help maybe Megan put, I don't know, left some of herself in whatever that device was. I don't know. I got nothing. So I don't know how to explain. They have a lot of ways to make a sequel of this.
Full on Ultron mode.
Yeah, probably what's going to end up happening is that it's going to like, they're going to fade in and there's going to be just this man walking in this warehouse of dolls and whoever they sold the secrets to already made the next Megan and they're in this giant warehouse of new Megans.
Because it's very Ghost of the Machine also at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that moment at the end is definitely Ghost of the Machine at that moment. So.
Yeah. But we'll see what happens. Maybe the sequel will make me think this movie is really good. Like Annabelle, right? Mm-hmm. The first movie, I thought, like, I watched it and I loved it just because it's an evil doll, even though the movie is trash. But then the sequel is fucking great. So if we get Mike Flanagan to come in and do the sequel.
He can't do everything. He's already...
Yeah, he has to.
He's busy making Dark Tower or whatever, right? So
He's a sequel cooler guy, right? He's the fixer.
Ivan Kirshner.
don't give him original series because he's real hit or miss, but if you bring him in as a fixer, fuck yeah.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, I mean, I liked it. Like I said, I liked it. I enjoyed it. It was fun. It was fun for what it was. I had a lot of fun with it. I laughed. Funny.
And talk about, so a movie that gained a bunch of traction because of a dance. Because
of a meme.
For like 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Because of TikTok.
Yeah.
Because people were imitating the dance.
Yeah. That's just good marketing. Don't hate the game. So
if you want your movie to be famous, make sure there's like some sort of
memeable moment. Dance. Yeah.
Yeah.
In your trailer.
Exactly.
Hey, it worked. I mean, it worked selling this movie. They got a sequel out of it.
Yeah, I can't dog him for that. That's like fucking genius.
Yeah. Alrighty.
So I'm assuming my rating is going to be much lower than yours.
Is it going to be lower than 10 out of 10? Just kidding. Then yes.
Oh, no, yeah. Actually, no. <Just kidding. laughs> Because I loved it.
That would be great if you're just like, yeah, and I rated 10 out of 10. Yeah. After all the negative shit you said.
Yeah. With that said, yeah, 10 out of 10. Great movie.
Must watch. I don't know. I just didn't make any sense.
I like really hated it. Anyway, 10 out of 10. Yes.
Alrighty. John, how many sexy spooky bones do you want to give it?
How many sexy spooky bones will you give it? Sexy bones. Ooh, sexy bones. Well, I know what you need. Show us your sexy spooky bones.
No, wait, don't do that. Just rate the movie.
I'm going to give Megan 5 sexy spooky bones.
Okay, fair enough. I'm not going to argue with you. Yeah. I'll give it a 7. I liked it. It's good. I don't watch a sequel. Yeah.
For me, it's just like middle of the road. I can't say it's bad. I can't say it's great.
Okay, that's fair.
I'll tell people to watch it. Sure.
I thought you just didn't enjoy it, but you didn't like actively hate it or thought it was boring.
No, I didn't actively
hate
it. Yeah. It just was like, okay. Like if, how do I put this? It would be a movie that I would eventually finish watching, but since we had to review it, I finished watching it.
Hmm.
But if I didn't have to finish watching it, I'd probably get to it later.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, fair enough. All right, guys, girls, non-binary pals, thank you for listening. And as always,
stay spooky. What, Megan? Was that her?
No, the ghost is back.
Oh, fuck.